The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Off the Record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Marcos Pizza, the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and the Tourism Development Corporation.
Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had it all my day, I'm sure you that I'd win. You're lying to me. All those times I said that I love you. You're lying to me. Yes, I try. Yes, I try. You're lying to me. Even though you know I die for you. You're lying to me. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Return of the moon. Yeah, it is. Return of the moon.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, so you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. So the Nassau Guardian's editorial carries a story, a history, regarding regarding the two major political parties, and it says essentially that it appears that the two major parties have sharpened their rhetorical weapons. They have taken the gloves off. And goes on to provide what I thought was a fairly balanced perspective on where things stand, fairly balanced. Makes the point that Mr. Pintard started hitting hard at the Progressive Liberal Party, and the Progressive Liberal Party, of course, responding in kind, criticized both parties for more than anything else, as it puts it, rearranging essentially the same songs. In other words, really, the arguments, promises, essentially the same old, nothing, I suppose, new. I can't argue with that. I will have something to say about it a little later, but I can't argue that. But then it went on to say that there are some in the FNM's rank who believe that the meeting by of the FNM, the launch on Saturday, shifted momentum. And the editorial says it is unconvinced. And then it went on to say that the FNM is still a fractured party, as the Saturday night function revealed. And I have to say, I was puzzled. I was absolutely puzzled by that. I was like, okay, if you look at, if you watch the FNM's launch, how do you get to draw the conclusion that it was fractured? I started to read further because I was waiting for the evidence of what happened Saturday night to demonstrate that it was fractured, but it never came. not in the editorial. But you make a claim, and then you don't evidence it. The last thing I know anyone that I am aware of walked away from that launch thinking was it's a fractured body. Why? What would let me see. Maybe because Menace wasn't there. Menace ain't been to nothing from he got kicked out of office. So all of a sudden, a personality amounts to the cohesion of a thing. Even if it's a couple, you know, at that FNM launch, as was in the case of PLP launch, you know, the personalities ardently and avidly supportive of those causes weren't there. But maybe the idea is a menace wasn't there. And that's what? That's, you look at a hall full of FNM supporters. It's an ultimate leader, Hubert Alexander Ingram. And one of his proteges, Tommy Turnquest, represent a huge faction within the FNM. And the conclusion is they're fractured. I found that it really, really odd. So there are people who know that there are huge disagreements within the Free Progressive Liberal Party and in the FNM about things. Huge disagreements in both. But you go and you put on your show, you do your business, etc. Like how do you spot fracture in any of those two parties' events? How do you spot it? I mean, like, I could not see fracture at the PLP function, even though I know what's going on in some instances with some things. How do you spot fracture at the FNM's launch? That was a really curious observation by the Guardian's editorial for me. Maybe if they offered some rationale for that point, then I probably understand, but I didn't understand. I really didn't. And the belief that no momentum shifted, well, your belief would be based on what? I mean, like, if I wanted to know if momentum shifted, how could I do it? And I could do it anecdotally. I could listen to what people are telling me about what they saw and what they accept or believe now. That's just anecdotal. Like, how would the editorial writers of The Guardian know if momentum has shifted? They could only know it anecdotally. So maybe in their circles, anecdotally speaking, nothing. Right? But if I travel and move about and I hear people, boy, you see that. And some people who were saying something different anecdotally, I could say that. But there's only one way to know conclusively any such thing. Would be to survey the population. So they did say they didn't believe so. And that's fair. You know, it's their belief versus somebody else's belief, etc. has the landscape, political landscape in the Bahamas, insofar as the popular sentiments about any party manifested in any significantly visible shift. I don't think I could say that. I don't know any way to say that. But if you're an FNM and you believe things are shifted, you carry on smartly. That's a good thing to do. You could watch the opposition and see how they are not reacting to you. And that could tell you something too. You know what I mean? If they thought you had a form of a thing that didn't go well, you listen to their rhetoric. Right? And you'll see with a saw. But I know the editorial was overall balanced. Just found a little curious, the fracture issue. I don't buy this fracture nonsense. I really don't. I really don't buy it. I think it's nonsense talk, because I do not believe that any one person or any small group of people can represent a significant fracture in anything that has thousands and thousands and thousands of supporters. Yeah. I just don't believe that. I just don't see that. The Progressive Liberal Party had an occasion on which Bernard Nordage, Credit, Perry Christie, Galanis, Philip Galanis all vied for leadership. It was a contentious situation. I mean, they were pitting fraction against many others. It wasn't nice. Were they fractured? All political parties have gone into elections with some of their people gone. All. Where else came from where? To join who? The late Von Miller came from where and joined who? Larry Cartwright at one point left who and went where? All political parties. Huh? All. There was an occasion on which the leadership of the FNM fractured. And they went into an election, a whole election, with two separate factions. Henry Bostwick was the leader of one, and so forth and so forth. Is that happening now in the Bahamas? No, it's not. Now that's a fracture. Two FNMs contesting. Two FNM factions contesting one election. You got a leader, a former leader, who sought to become leader and was soundly defeated by his, who decided I can't run in a constituency. He ain't even running no candidates in a whole party, in a whole election. And that's a fracture, babe. Please, I don't buy it. I think that's just picked up rhetoric. We have a caller on the line. Caller, we're listening to you. Go ahead. Hi, caller. Good man, how are you?
All right. You know, I think, you know, the irony here, you know, it seems as if the positions have shifted, you know, like, you know, the party in power now is acting like a Majesty's loyal opposition, you know, and the opposition is being, you know, referred to, you know, frauding way, you know, they are being treated as if they are being treated as if they're the government, you know. But what I think happened over the weekend is that Mr. Pintard has found his voice. I think that's the underlying issue here. He has found his voice. And that can be a very dangerous thing. You know, I mean, like, I think inside Monday's paper, what they call this, they call this speech a mixed bag thing. But, you know, I found his presentation very, very coherent, clear, down to the point, you know, on probably the real challenges that can the leader of the PLP speak in a similar manner in a public forum.
You know, I'm 58 years old. I passed through elections as a conscientious adult since since 1982 as a conscientious adult. Lyndon Pendling, speak, all of them, up to, from Ing to Ingram, all of them. And to be quite frank, I think that sometimes the kind of demands placed on present presenters in politics suggest, almost glamorizes what used to happen in times past, as if there was such a fantastic fun. Hubert Alexander Ingram and Lyndon Pendling were and are exceptional politicians in the history of the Bahamas. I would dare say in the Caribbean. It's exceptional. Right? To try and think that every single person is them and will be that is absolute nonsense, because we haven't had them in plenty others who have gone on to become prime minister. I lie or I lie?
No, but you know, but you have the option, you know, if you aspire, right? You have the option of trying to articulate, you know, whatever you have to say, you know, in a clear manner. You know, I think, you know, I believe, you know, if we're speaking about clarity and present, you know, clarity and presentation, you know, I think Davis is probably at the end of the line, you know. But I think, you know, for folks to come out and attack the FNM on stuff that is more emotional or like how they feel, you know, I guess it is our city season again, you know, and you know,
in the manner of public speaking, so Lyndon Pendling was the top tier. Hubert Ingram in politics, I'm talking. Perry Christie, second if you're talking about just the pronunciations and all this kind of stuff, second or third, depending. But in the politics of the language of politics, Hubert Ingram would be second, Perry Christie third. And Michael Pintard would be better than all the others. If you're talking about articulation and speech giving, in my view, Ray Davis would be next and Hubert Minnis would be last, in my view. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this. Oh, producer, you want to take the call? Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi there, Mr. Lang. How are you?
Right here, man. What's up?
Okay. I hear you say this often, you know, and I was just basically doing some research and whatnot. And, you know, they're basically, as far as when a politician approaches you and he tells you about promises and so forth, they're you know, they're basically four fundamental things that are reality, stripped of all the political talk and so forth. And in an economy where you have more than, I would say, close to 70% of our foreign exchange comes from tourism, most goods are imported. There's a little to no export production in the Bahamas. And the government...
No export of goods.
In a large extent, I'm talking about.
No. To be accurate, the Bahamas' largest export, which allows you to afford all your imports, is tourism services export.
I'm talking about in production. I'm talking about goods.
But the reality is, and I'm just trying to help here. The reality is to merely note that as a thing, and not acknowledge the significant services export you have, is to miss almost 70% of the story of your prosperity in this country. That's a reality. Because let me show you something. Okay. If you made something in the Bahamas and sent it to the United States, what would you get in return? U.S. dollar, right? You'd get a U.S. dollar, right?
Right.
Okay. If you sold a tour in the Bahamas to a U.S. citizen, what would you get?
You'd get Bahamian dollars.
No, you'd get a U.S. dollar. Yeah, but you'd get a U.S. dollar. Okay, so two things. One is a product sold, gives you a U.S. dollar. Another thing is a service sold, gave you a U.S. dollar. Both, therefore, are exports.
right? And I said all that to basically say that, you know, no political party can substantially improve, you know, basically citizens' lives unless, you know, you have four fundamental issues that you address. One of which I was starting to tell you in the last one would be government revenue, which, you know, depends a lot on VAT as a backup for. You know, I feel that these are the four fundamental things that I'd like to address when a politician comes to me and tells me.
Well, actually, I don't agree with you that the government can't substantially. No, I'm just saying. I want to tell you. It's not that what you said doesn't make sense. I was just going to say that I don't agree with you that the government can't substantially improve the quality of life of citizens in this country. I believe it can. I believe that if a government does a much better job with the infrastructure, public infrastructure in this country, it can significantly improve the lives of their job at delivering some of the now services, whether that's medical and other services. It can be a significant improvement to the quality of life of citizens in the Bahamas. I think that now, if you told me the government can't fundamentally change the economics of people in the Bahamas, I would agree with you 100%.
Basically, that's what I was talking about in a nutshell.
Yeah. That would be very true.
Yeah. Okay, bro. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you calling. Okay. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The statement they made about the FNM launch, it's just showing that the governing party is jealous of what they saw on Saturday night. There was no fraction showing in the FNM party. They will soon be out of office. It's just a matter of time. Well, it wasn't even the governing party that talked. Well, the governing party did talk about disunity, but they needed to say that in light of what they saw, because at the launch, disunity was not on display. I do not believe anybody who says that. I don't care who writes it, who says it. Disunity was not on display. I didn't see disunity on display at the PLP's launch. I saw quite the opposite at their launches. Disunity, absolutely not. I mean, like, where that came from is beyond me. I can't even imagine it. Unless maybe somebody can make a case for me. Seednap, the Progressive Liberal Party, as a matter of fact, has tried to harp on the notion that Mr. Pintard is unable to govern the country because he can't keep his own house in order. Like, you live in a world with free moral agents where people can do as they please. So right now, the PLP's Member of Parliament for Southern Shores came out and challenged the PLP's candidate. I mean, Member of Parliament for Southern Shores came out and challenged the sitting candidate for Southern Shores on some claims he made. That same member of parliament told the public that if the PLP doesn't give the candidacy to Clint Watson, they will have to come through him. Same sitting man said that. Sitting man. Now, you, Prime Minister Brave Davis, the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party, you can't stop that man from doing what he want to do. You can't stop him. You cannot tell that man to don't go out there and talk about your candidate and put spokes in your candidate's ear. Of course he can't. What kind of country do we think we live in? Nobody can stop a human being from doing what they want to do. And in a democracy, in a free society? Well, if Dr. Hubert Minister decides he won't run as an independent and he was the former leader and so forth and so forth, what is Michael Pintard supposed to do about that? Lock him up? So why wouldn't the Prime Minister go lock up the Southern Shoreman? This country, man. Let's be thinking people in this country. keep your house in order? what I mean? You know, we live in a country with free moral agents. People get to choose what they want to do. Sometimes your wife go one way and you can't do nothing but that. Sometimes the husband go one way. You can't do nothing but that. Unless you are some kind of sadistic tyrant. What you can do but that? Sometimes partners decide, I don't want to be with you no more as a law partner or so forth. So what you can do but that? Huh? When Hubert Ingham and Perry Christie decided we were not going to stand for what this was happening and that was happening, what Selena going to do about that? Let's be real. NDF and M left. NDF and M are they bust up. what's the Sessa going to do? What's the Canada going to do? What you can do? You live in a democracy. People have the right to free conscience, free assembly. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Shabaru.
Hey, what's going on?
Yes, I watched the launch on Saturday. And I listened to all the speakers, right? Everybody was on point. I was so proud of the FNM. And the leader delivery message was on point.
Yeah, right. but you was watching a show with lots of disunity, though. You had to see the fracture on display.
I didn't see that. I saw everybody came up, introduced one another, and everybody's in good spirits. That's what I saw.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You know, the leader was on point. The whole launch was on point. You know? And I'm very proud of the leader. He did an excellent job.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabar Bolang, the host.
As I said, the story told. Baby, now I got the flow. 'Cause I know it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had it all my day. I'm sure you that I win. Your life of mine. 'Cause I said that I love you. Your life.
Marcos has the best.
No sauce cheese. No sauce cheese. No sauce cheese. No. No sauce cheese. No sauce cheese. No.
Order Marcos now. We win on taste.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bull, Fine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700, Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks, and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. So, explore.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani, oh, the future is brighter. Oh, vote for MacGyver, hey, 'cause she is a fighter. For you. See everybody in Kalani. Change is here. Hey. Hands in the air. See everybody in Kalani. Vote for MacGyver. She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
And you know I die for you. Your love and mine. Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Show. 'Cause what they didn't know was wrong, and all the nasty things you've done. So baby, listen carefully while I sing my comeback song. Your lies are mine. She said she'd never turn on me. Your lies are mine. But you do, but you do. Your lies are mine. All this pain you said I'd never feel. Your lies are mine. But I do.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Don't forget, pick up your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for our Far Back Friday event, where we're going to play all those 80s, 90s, we even going back to the 70s, music for you. Enjoy some eats and drinks and toys and some dancing, relaxing, just pure fun, hanging out, meeting and greeting, enjoying a good time. So go get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian today, tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, because you don't want to miss it. You don't want to be pumping up the volume, as they like to say. All right, so we're gonna see you there. Thank you to those of you who've already gotten your tickets, secured your tickets. We're getting ready for you. This text says, "Hi, Mr. Lang. Something shifted for me yesterday when I saw the headlines that the government wants to borrow $280 million." to buy and maintain Grand Bahama Power Company. They can't even get consistent electricity to Eleuthera. Really? They will be another money grab for their cronies at the taxpayers' expense, says that text. This text says the F&M did an amazing job with their launch Saturday night. They didn't waste time being petty. They acknowledged the issues and presented proposed solutions. There should also be a law against administrations borrowing hundreds of millions of dollars months before an election. It could be weeks. $280 million, wow, says that text. It says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I was at the launch on Saturday, and Mr. Pintad made me so proud that there as he stood up for contractors who are not being paid by the PLP. Please remind the government that it is corrupt to have contractors wait years to be paid. Contractors belong to families, and we have to survive as well," says that text. One of the things that I have come to appreciate in this world is no matter what you do, doesn't matter. You can have different readings of it, different perspectives on it, because all of us, have narratives that play in our head, born of the the narratives we've told ourselves. By that, I mean the stories we've told ourselves, the nostalgia we hold in relation to things. Like, I hear people talk about what the elections were like back then, and this doesn't feel like the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not. 1967 elections was not like the 1972 elections, was not like the 1977 election, was not like the 1982 election, was not like the 92 elections, on was not like the 1997, was not like the 2002, and so forth. No election is the same. None. Now, we have in our heads born of our like connectedness to some stuff, what it was like. And maybe it's not supposed to be like what those were like, but maybe because the themes are different, maybe the people are different, maybe the circumstances are different, right? But it reflects the fact that we have varying perspectives based on our own personal points of view. And that can happen. At the end of the day, there's going to be an election day. Voters are going to go vote who they vote for, and somebody is going to form the government. Don't make no difference how you feel. That's going to happen. And that's the most important thing to happen. That voters go to the polls and vote their choice and choose a government of the Bahamas. Hopefully, we choose a government that can make a difference in their lives. That's the most important thing. And so when you are in political, I told you guys this before, the performance craft matters. It does matter. It's part of the thing. Yeah, you know, get your colors right. Get your pom-poms, get your flags, get your t-shirts. Even though if we have a campaign finance reform, those things may be outlawed. At least giving them away that way. You know, you're going to have your rallies and you're going to have your music and you're going to do all this stuff. But no pom-pom can rescue a person who has no job. Huh? No flag can do that. No rally can do that, saving and except they help to get elected, the group that make choices to help do that. Right? What matters more than anything else are the proposals people put on the table, the strategies to deliver that proposal, strategies. That's the, so the proposal is the what. The strategy is the how. The execution is the getting it done. That's what matters the most. You misread this environment we're living in now, this global economic environment we're living in now. You misread that in the presentation of your proposals, and you cannot deliver up for people results. You cannot. You misread the resource constraints confronting any administration going forward, and you may make proposals that are undoable. You misread public sentiments in terms of what they believe is priority for themselves or what they need for themselves. And you may even go in there and function, but be tone deaf to why people can't understand what the heck you're doing and cannot identify with what you're doing because it doesn't connect and relate to their own lives. Leadership is not performance craft and performance art. Leadership is brass tack ideas, strategy, decision making, execution, evaluation, and adaptation. Brass tack. Coordinating, collaborating, cooperating. It's a lot of stuff that ain't sexy and fancy gets headlines and so forth. Some dark nights, some early mornings, some terrible headaches, some tremendous stresses. Trying to deliver up things that in the end may not get you a single lick of commendation. May not. But it's the job you choose, it's the job you take, and the one you got to do. And that's what's at stake in this election. That's what's at stake. Whether or not the things that a government could and should do can be competently done, effectively done, and efficiently done by the group of people elected to do it, chosen to govern it. That's the bottom line. So we shall see sooner rather than later. Into Z Live, I'm Chicago Lang, your host. When we come back, yes, to entertain for a little while to talk to us about an event that they have coming up. And then thereafter, we shall continue our conversation. We'll be back after this news break. You're listening to Z Live, I'm Chicago Lang, your host.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey, Nassau, get ready for the new and bold Barbecue Crispy King at Burger King. Two 100% flame-grilled patties stacked with that irresistible onion crunch you love, smoky barbecue sauce, crisp bacon, and melted cheddar, all on a buttery brioche bun. Mmm. Crunch, bacon, cheese, flame grill flavor. Swing by any of Burger King's 6 Nassau locations and taste the new Barbecue Crispy King today. Burger King Nassau, where taste is on fire.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consultant. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Chicago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Zapatilla Estate for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
Young Bahamians, this one for you. If you're between 18 and 35 and you've ever had an idea to make money, to build something of your own, or to change your future, this is your chance. The Tourism Development Corporation is inviting you to step forward and be a part of the Blue, Orange, and Green Economy Pitch Competition. This is about turning your ideas into real opportunities. The Blue Economy, powered by our ocean. The Orange Economy, powered by culture and creativity. And the Green Economy, powered by sustainability and innovation. This ain't just a competition. This is access to training, exposure, funding, and access to the support you need to build something real. No matter where you're from, your idea matters, and we need young people like you to step up. You don't have to have everything figured out. You just need to start. Apply now. Step forward and build something that belongs to you. Visit tdcbahamas.com to apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yes, I did. But I guess you didn't know. As I said, a story told. Baby, now I got the flow. Cause I knew it from the start. Baby, when you broke my heart, that I had to come again and show you that I'd win. You lied to me. All those times I said that I love you.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Before we go back to some other issues, I have some wonderful guests in studio with me to talk to you about something. Those of you in Freeport, you all want to listen up, listen up, listen up. I have with me Madam Phyllis Barron from the OAS and Anishka Mizik. Welcome, ladies.
Very happy to be here.
your mic is muted, Ms. Barron. Okay, hello. Hi, Anishka.
I know she's online, so she will be in shortly.
She is. I can see her, But welcome, 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 welcome.
Very happy to be here, and thank you for such a warm welcome.
And before you begin, I
just want to say one thing, though. Before we begin, is I have a message from a birdie called Mr. David Wallace, all the way here in Grand Bahama, and he tells me to send his warm regards to you.
There you go. My man, David Wallace. Please call him David Wallace, yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So you guys are having something coming up soon. It's not the first time, but it's the ninth time. I see your mic is open now.
Yes, sure. I'm listening.
I was getting ready to say,
well, my police came actually, my assistant came.
welcome. It's good to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and to speak to the Bahamian people on the Week for People of African Descent, which will run from yesterday, the 23rd, to the 27th of March.
And this is the ninth such observance, right?
Yes, this is indeed the ninth observance of the Inter-American Week for People of African Descent. And since 2018, our office, the Organization of American States, has been using our voice to amplify the contributions of our Afro-descendant women in our region. We basically speak to the equality as it relates to racism and social justice. We basically speak to the contributions that our people are making in the region. And of course, our keynote speaker, Attorney at Law, Anishka Mizik, will expound on the theme. And the theme for this year is basically emancipation of Afro-descendant women, equality, freedom, and leadership. So that's the theme we are working with this year. And we have decided to take this to the second city, Nassau.
Sugar.
It's the sugar city.
Hallelujah.
People at the University of that one.
North said hallelujah.
Good.
Wonderful. I'm sure the University of Bahamas is proud to be partnering with the OAS to do this, particularly the Northern Campus.
Sure, we are collaborating with the University of the Bahamas North, and the Global Chamber on Trade Rights and Economic Development. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And so, Madam Mizik, what can people expect?
Yes, sir.
On that occasion of this event.
Well, as she indicated, the topic is the emancipation of Afro-descendant women in the Bahamas. It pertains and relates to equality, freedom, and leadership, all of which we can readily see is happening in our society today. While delving deeply into the lecture, I want to leave some suspense for that day. But I want to cover three aspects. And the first is the treatment of Afro-descendant women during slavery. Very simple, straightforward. And we will just, you know, I highlight certain things. And a time and an era when women, our Black men as well, of Afro descent, or our men of Afro descent, but because this is geared toward women, I will just leave it there. But where our women treated as property and not human. Imagine that.
Can I, ma'am, say this?
Yes.
I'll ask you to comment on this.
Sure.
From time to time on this show, I have people who say, oh, I'm working this place and they're treating us like slaves. And I say to them, listen, please don't say that. You have no idea what slaves are treated like.
But I'll tell you this much.
Is that fair?
It's a fair commentary. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, saying is one thing, but living something is entirely different. And while it is, we can all try to give an idea of what slavery was like for many of us who have certainly not experienced it directly. At the end of the day, we couldn't begin to imagine what those who went through that felt like. Things that comes to my mind that illustrates the point. I say, look at it, for example, even in today's world or today's era, where we consider, if you purchase a property, for example, imagine purchasing the best property ever, beachfront. Well, certainly that would be my desire. Nice beachfront property. And before you place anything on that property, as valuable as that might be, you would notice that you will have a person or different individuals because of their respective roles. They would come on that property. They would spit on that property. They would kick. They're doing all manner of things. I hope you can understand the illustration that I'm making. That even though it's valuable, the substance of the property is valuable. At the end of the day, the treatment itself, the property is not in line with the value.
People throwing their garbage on the property, people going on the property and doing nonsense and what have you,
So only try when it is I am given the opportunity this Thursday to speak about it, to try to get people to understand what that fully meant. And as you indicated, and correctly so, we could not begin to fathom the treatment that we're dealing with when we compare it to that time. Okay, I would only leave it there. I will say that and leave it right there.
And so, so that's one of the things focusing on is the treatment of women as property. And then?
Yes, and then we will move on to the second point. The treatment of women, Afro-descendant women in the Bahamas, post-slavery, but in a patriarchal society. So while it is there was a time when we were emancipated as a people, at the same time, the treatment of women, or the denigration of women, did not, in particular, again, focusing on woman. And that being the case, we were now judged in respect of our sex. Male versus female, and somehow the female being better at doing certain things. And you would oftentimes hear people say, oh, women are always emotional and they, you know, they can't handle certain positions of leadership. But we can see, and this is moving on to the third point, that where we are now is we have women in all areas of society, pretty much within our society, the Bahamas. As a matter of fact, Our family members, someone in the region. I'm moving too quickly.
No, ma'am. Go ahead.
Family members in the region, for example, when we consider Barbados, they have a president. The only thing I would say at this point that we've not yet achieved in the Bahamas, of all the feats women have achieved is now having a prime minister who is a woman. That is the only thing I believe remains to be seen in our country.
We had one act as a woman, act as a prime minister.
We sure did. I think the environment, the atmosphere is poised and ready, even though none has put themselves forward as yet. For that time, we're approaching that time, I believe, soon to come, where the country, if they find someone who is formidable enough and who they believe can do the job, that that person will ascend, perhaps even in our lifetime. I think it will happen in our lifetime to that position. But otherwise, they spend it all around at this point.
So that sounds to me like a very interesting lecture to be in attendance at. Give us the details as to where and when this will be held.
Yes. I'll do it, yes. Miss Byron, representative.
Yes. The event will be held at the University of the Bahamas North, down in Freeport. It's a new wing. And we're expecting the entire public to make their way to the University of the Bahamas on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. And it's a free event. And we will have our moderator in the person of a Grand Bahamian again, Dr. Anastasia Lewis. And we will also be having a student from the Bill to entertain us with a spoken word. So we really, really want persons to turn out and support their very own. All our participants will be from Grand Bahama, and it was deliberately done this way.
And I want to add this, Representative Byron, if I may, also to clarify the position. I have since moved to Grand Bahama, so I'm not perhaps someone as familiar, but I want to say that I am still a daughter of the soil. Even though I was born in New Providence, my grandparents hail from Water Key, Grand Bahama. Okay?
Man, you're a music. You ain't had to tell nobody and nothing else. You're a music.
So it's one part from Grand Bahama, but the next part hails directly from Water Key, Grand Bahama. You know? So
now you want to show off. Now you want to go deep.
I just want to show off a little more.
Deep. Yeah, and tell us you from Water Key. Okay.
Water Key.
Yes.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know, of course, you know, the University of the Bahamas is right on the side of the BTC building, that complex there. The old Kipling building.
Indeed.
Right.
Renovated Kipling building. Looks very nice, been very nicely done. The campus is very nicely done. And that's where this event is going to be held. And that's going to be again on
Thursday 26 at 6:30 p.m. Be there.
Yes, and you women who are looking for some empowerment and some you men who are looking for some power.
Right.
That's the event to be at.
Right.
I unfortunately will miss it because I have to travel into Nassau tomorrow.
I saw that. Okay. Mr. Lane. Mr. Lane, can we take the opportunity to thank our partners in the first... if you don't mind, so we really like to thank the University of the Bahamas and the University of the Bahamas North for always being there with us in that collaboration. The Global Chamber of Trade, Rights and Economic Development, we want to thank them. And more so the Ministry of Grand Bahama, of course, the minister is on board with us. And Dr. Takia DeVoe, who is a Bahamian physician, she is on board. The Rotary Club of Grand Bahama, Zed Live Show, and Shakara Liborn from the Island Foodology. We definitely are partnering with all of these to make sure that we are on your doorsteps this week.
Absolutely.
Okay. Super. Wonderful. Well, thank you once again, ladies, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
All right, we can take a break, ladies. We can take a break, ladies and gentlemen. But don't forget, guys, pick up your tickets. Z Live event Friday, Farback Party. Tickets available at Nassau Guardian. Don't forget, you can carry cash and carry card, it'd be a problem. All right? But we'll be back after this break.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's back, Agri-Expo 2026, presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, April 10th through 12th at the Gladstone Road Agriculture Center. Agriculture, our heritage, our future, comes alive with the latest farming technologies, exciting cooking demonstrations and competitions, Bahamian farmers and vendors from across the islands, fun for the kids at the Kitty Corner, nightly musical concerts, and free admission for everyone. Bring the whole family and celebrate what feeds our nation. Agri-Expo 2026. Let's get growing.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics. You have aquaponics. You have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands. Because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce, we're cultivating producers.
Paid for by CLC.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Farback Friday Party, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Sapodillo Estate for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Farback Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Never turn on me.
You lied to me,
but you did, but you did.
You lied to me.
All this pain you said I'd never feel.
You lied to me,
but I do, do.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Z Live. I'm Shivaru Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us on the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. For someone who's asking the location of the event in Freeport, that will be at the University of the Bahamas, the old Kipling building, the renovated Kipling building. That's where the University of Bahamas is, downtown, and very near Wendy's downtown, BTC downtown, the insurance management building downtown, all of those. You can't miss it. You know exactly where it is. Oh, where's the Farback Friday event? At Sapodillo Estate, Sapodillo, down there on West Bay Street by the caves, right there in Sapodillo. Somebody asked me the other day if there's going to be parking. There's lots of parking when you turn into the, it's not going to be at the bar there, right there near the road. It's going to be inside the estate in the complex there by the restaurant bar area. And so there's lots of parking, Sapodillo Estates. Okay. All right. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. I've been listening to you.
Hey, what's up, Cheval? How you doing, man?
Hey, right here, man. What's going on?
Man, listen, I would have loved to be down there Friday, but I can't make it. I'm an Adventist, but I wouldn't be in there Saturday or any other day.
I'm sorry. We got you next time, man.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say a shout-out, man. You need to do a shout-out to your old Hawksville High colleagues on the island, man, out there. Get everybody out there, man.
That's true. There's plenty of them out there. That's true. I'm gonna send a note out.
Yeah, man, definitely, brother. You know how much of them, in town right now. I'm telling you, man. Who are you looking at being a DJ for the night, man? You got a couple of those guys.
No, we got a DJ. I'm all lined up and so forth. So yeah, we are. Okay, I'm gonna let you know.
All right, man. Looking forward to it.
We got you next time, though. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your calling. All right. I ain't even in here. Vishnu, you ain't telling me you're coming out Friday night. Dr. Cindy, Dorset, Janice, Carol. Oh, boy, y'all. See y'all there. Okay. We have some text here. Let me read this text for you. It said, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It's so sad to see any media that is trying to put a narrative that the FNM is fractured because many Bahamians realize that is not so. The media and people who think so, in my opinion, are wrong along with the PLPs. Dr. Minnis has put out his campaign as an independent candidate and is no longer an FNM. So how could the party be fractured? That is absolutely true. Very good logic. I just think it is silly for those who are saying that because I was to the FNM launch and the place was packed to the capacity along with people standing along the sides and even the halls was packed. The FNM launch was electrifying from it started to the end. What really stood out was the way the candidates were set up to present the issue and solutions. The FNM launch was well planned and it was totally different from the PLP and COI launch. This shows that the FNM party has vision and has prepared themselves to be the next government. Any Bahamian who watched the FNM launch versus launch will have seen an FNM party that spoke about the issues and presented solutions. I watched the PRP launch and most of it was about attacking the FNM and Pintad and why they do dark minutes that like that. And anything bad happened under this government, blame the FNM for it. By the way, the FNM, when they won the government, had a bigger fraction in the party when Loretta removed Dr. Minnis. That's a strong point. As the opposition leader and the FNM won in a historic fashion, 35-4. Wow, that is very true. So anyone who thinks that the FNM is fractured under Pintad is crazy. Saturday has shown that the FNM base is strong and ready to go. Strong points, very strong points. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Brother Lang.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man? You're down in Grand Bahama.
Always.
Listen to me, man. When you're coming back, get some of that soup this season and freeze it for me. I can pay you for it when you reach. I can pick it up from the station.
Well, you want some of that famous pea soup and dumpling?
Please,
that's what,
man.
You want.
I can pay for it.
Send me your text number. I see that I can work out for you.
Please. Yeah, I can do it. I come in for it. But listen to me. You're talking about the throwback thing on Friday coming.
Friday.
In the 80s, early 90s, the number one song in Grand Bahama, because I used to freaking Grand Bahama like every once a month, was the Lady in Red. I haven't heard you play that as yet.
Lady in Red? Yeah, I played Lady in Red. Not recently, but I played Lady in Red.
Mr. K, advance forward. You sure?
Now you talking, DJs, Mr. K and West Ford.
Yeah, man, when you see him, Mr. K, only one thing I have with West Ford, don't let him know what you're cooking, boy, because he can ask him some of your food over the radio.
that, he eat on my mommy's pot a lot.
Yeah, very Ford and Mr. Cater. That's when I used to be up in Grandmama every at least once a month.
You remember Mr. K, like when you coming off when school was outing after three, that's when Mr. K used to be rocking, man. Rocking.
Okay, I used to work with a gentleman up there, Barry Usher. He used to do bodywork. Okay. Work. I don't know if you remember when Mr. K had the yellow Jeep.
Yeah, man.
I helped spray that Jeep. That's how long I used to be in Grandmama. That's where they crossed the road from Crown Heights.
Okay.
Okay, I got you. That's when I used to be up in Grandmama doing Junkanoo.
I got you.
So, man, play that for you, go, man. Lady in Red. Like, bring back my memories that then I can...
Now, you get your ticket for Friday night?
Well, now, so I got to prime up.
You get your ticket for Friday night?
Yeah, man.
All right. Okay. All right. All right, man. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. We have a text here. Says, good day, Zhivago. Great show as usual. As an FNM supporter, I was extremely impressed with the FNM party launch. I thought it was well planned out. I appreciate the various candidates stating the party's manifesto rather than just the leader having a boring speech for an hour. I also appreciate Michael Pintard's speech and writing. He is very in touch with us ordinary citizens. I personally feel he will make a great leader and pray for his success. He's one who comes from among us and can identify with the poor single parent mothers, troubled youth, and understand that being educated can open many doors to a successful life, says that text. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Bahamian men, please think before you act or react, especially when it comes to our tourist guests. The amount of allegations that have been levied against you in respect to the jet ski operators and others. Too many cases are now being processed against us in the us Bahamian men. Don't lose your foothold in this lucrative market. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Where the Bahamian people have been so neglected, dejected, especially Grandmama. The alternative has to be better than what we have been experiencing, says that text. This text says, why can't it just be African people? Africans never treated women like Europeans did. It's only slavery that brought injustices, but it brought it to men also. But she indicated that, but the emphasis is just women. You can do that, right? My boy did that. Don't mean I don't love my children and their boy did, my family and their boy did. That's my boy did. You know, says women, they sometimes you focus on women, sometimes you focus on men. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Everything ain't gotta be, you gotta do the two. They have a focus. It's okay. So did this organization ever have a focus on men of African descent as it is doing for women? If not, why not try it of this women agenda? It's destructive. It ain't destructive if you can understand that sometimes you focus on particular things. And yes, women and men were slaves, but women have had some peculiar set of issues, and that ain't no mystery. If you're a person of history and know the facts of life, you can see why there are some particular concerns which women have. Right? Only you have to be ignorant not to know that that is so. Men have had occasion, opportunities, and liberties that women did not share at the same time, right? So what's the problem with acknowledging that, focusing on that? You mean, because I focus on my daughter, mean I don't love my son? So good day, Lang. Why is it that man wants $1 million to buy the power company? And furthermore, why so close to election? And if IRCA is the regulator for power, why bother to buy it? I need answers. That's the most foolish deal any government should do. Is it desperation? It says the FNM launch was fantastic. As a young Bahamian with strong interest in my country while living abroad and maintaining a practice in the Bahamas and in the United States, I feel motivated and excited for further that it is designed for the up and coming. The launch felt forward and solution focused. I believe the FNM made a clear statement this past weekend, ready to govern. Now we await the document that addresses the issues and areas they didn't during the launch, so we can decide, says that texter. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Brother Lang.
Hey, what's going on?
I want to address the situation over the weekend with the launch at PLP headquarters in South Andres.
Okay.
Wasn't it, remember when Prime Minister Philip Davis gone in Parliament in the budget and allocated $2.5 million towards the plane to be refurbished, and the member of Parliament from South Andres, right? It was Leon Lundy who was trying to obfuscate that the plane's supposed to be for government workers, right? Nothing came out of that, and I had to expose them to City Lion because it was the plane, the drug plane out of Colonel of Crooked Island. Now, tomorrow's supposed to be, and I want you to check all and reporters that the same fellas them that up in New York, because the plane was associated, and we don't know where the plane is today.
What happened with that plane anyways? Like, what is the plane? Has it been refurbished? What is happening with that plane?
Man, they say they ain't never used the money because they was lying. Why? That's the thing. They ain't telling us where the plane, what happened to the plane. Remember a brand new plane was in worth $2 million. And we know what they did, and whatever they did, but reallocating or never, they say there was never no drawn down with the $2.5 million allocated because he was, Petty Philip Davis was lying. He got on them two.
No, you can't say that, bro. You can't say he was lying. You cannot say that, okay? You can't say lying if you can prove that they knew what they were saying was untrue and they said it. And you don't know that, and so we can't say that, okay? Okay, so we don't want to do that. We can't do that. It says, thing is, what is being taught to the women furthers the problem? They are being taught about self-centeredness and... My bro? Bro? Get some help. Right? Oh, boy. There's some issues, but... This text says it was determined that based on the records, the aircraft would have registration difficulties, so the refurbishment was not proceeded with. This is from the Minister of National Security. Thank you very much for that, sir. He's indicating that it was determined that based on the records of the aircraft, that the aircraft would have registration difficulties happen. And this was an aircraft that, if I recall correctly, was seized under the Forfeiture Act, I think, so it came into the government's possession that way, and the $2.5 million was to refurbish it. And so what the minister is saying is that refurbishment did not proceed because it was determined that there would be problems registering the craft. Thank you for that, Minister. We appreciate it. This text says, good afternoon, Brother Lang. Excellent show as usual. I was at the FNM election kickoff on Saturday, and it was standing room only. Mr. Pintard spoke like the prime minister that he will become. He is very in touch with what's going on in the Bahamas and in the lives of our people. The Bahamas needs a reset, like in 1992, and I pray the Bahamian people do just that, says that text. It's gonna be interesting, I think, this election. I think it will be very interesting. More than anything else, what I am really, really looking to see on election day. I mean the outcome, of course, everybody will have an interest in, but I really want to see what turnout is like. It really concerns me. It would concern me. It would trouble me if we have a voter turnout not like we have known prior to the pandemic. That would trouble me. I'd really want to know if we have a settling in of voter apathy, which isn't good for our institution, isn't good for our democracy. We've seen this happen over time in many democracies, but the Bahamas used to be a standout in that regard. you know, after the pandemic. And so we, maybe the pandemic, it was just a glitch. Maybe even the by-election, a glitch, reform in the upcoming general election. Whatever the result, my hope is that Bahamians will participate and express their preferences and show their patriotism by participating, you know, in the election. It says, furthermore, Lang, wouldn't the government be a licensee of the port if they buy the power company? This ain't looking good. that's an interesting question, actually. I don't think the government, I don't know about that. But that's an interesting question. I mean, the government operates schools in Freeport. Are they licensees of the port? I don't think so. It operates a hospital in Freeport. Is it a licensee of the port? I don't think. It operates clinics in Freeport. It's not a licensee of the port. They're not licensees of the port. I don't think so. So I don't think that the government would be a licensee of the port if it owned outright the power company. I don't see that. It might be. It's interesting. Maybe so, you know. It's not the BPL. I think BPL has a license. I don't know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this final break.
Running things to catch my swine, letting all the people know that I'm back to run the show. Cause what they did, you know, was wrong. And all the nasty things you've done. So baby, listen carefully while I sing my comeback song. You're lying. Should never turn on me. You lied to me, but you did.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Bank the way you want.
You already started. You turned your passion into income. Time to level up. The Tourism Development Corporation's calling entrepreneurs ages 18 to 35 to enter the Blue, Orange, and Green Economy Pitch Competition on March 30th. If you're building something connected to tourism, this is your opportunity. This is your chance. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more about the different economies, program and eligibility, and apply by March 23rd.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Shivago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Sapodillo State for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago, I'm your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, how are you, Mr. Lang?
Good.
I wanted to find out something. Earlier this week, Komalafi was on one of the shows, and I don't know if I misheard her or this is something that she said, that the S&M may be looking at a commission of inquiry. Can you state whether or not that was what she meant or if that's what she actually said? And if so,
I don't know. Do you think that'd be a wise thing to do
coming into the office right away?
I didn't hear that. I don't know, but what the commission of inquiry into what? Do you recall what she said it would be into?
I think it was talking reference to something about the existing government and some other stuff. But I just want to make sure if that's what I heard in passing, because I wasn't certain. But I know she said something about commission of, and I think I heard it as commission of inquiry. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear.
I can't confirm that. I don't know. I didn't hear that. I can't confirm that. Yeah. Okay. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. As it relates to the police shooting involving the Pike employee, I noticed during the police press liaison officer's press statement, she heavily emphasized the allegation that only one shot was fired. This emphasis is a point of concern for me personally because it gave me the impression that she was speaking from behind the proverbial blue veil that requires police officers to be protective of each other, whether right or wrong. Hopefully my concern is unfounded, but for those of us who are paying attention to matters such as this, one, because of a depleted confidence in the integrity of our police force, this may turn out to be a major issue. Thank you for your time and God's continued blessing and protection over you and your family. I haven't said much about this issue because I really think it's one that requires and warrants investigation and awaiting the outcome of the investigation. Given the nature of it, there are many eyes that are going to be on it, and I have no doubt. It'll be closely scrutinized. Okay, this says, Mr. Lang, the FNM is together. The launch sent a strong message that the FNM is ready to govern on day one. They have a leader who is going to work for all. The PM need to ring that bell so the people can show him and his government that they want Pintar to replace him as prime minister. We are tired of the untruth and abuse of public purse. When the government changed, those NHI doctors, immigration and custom officers, retired police, teachers, and all outstanding bills would be paid. I pray payments come out and vote for better Bahamas. You know that right there? That expectation right there? that's something. Now, I don't see why people can't get paid ultimately, but it will require, I have no doubt, some planning and strategy to get it done. But you can't just say they can get paid and so the people think, it can happen. Right away? I don't know about that. It says, great show as usual, and tell people spoiling your ballot is not considered participating in election. Well, if that's what you want to do, that's participation. If you want to spoil your ballot, I mean, it don't count. It counts against, but I mean, if you want to spoil your ballot, that's... if you go, that's a form of protest itself. Or it's a form of saying something. Selang, if you need translators to translate for Haitian on election day, don't they pick voters to do jury duty? If they select a Haitian that can't speak English, then what next? They need a translator in court also. Wow, are we serious? Lang, the school and hospital don't make money the power company does. So the power company would be licensed, a licensee. And that's what you think it is. You think all the licensees of the port making money? You think that's the basis on which you make money? Okay. Or you mean they're non-profits? That's what you mean. Okay. As for this notion of who need translate, how many elections have you ever participated in? Have you ever seen any translator at any election poll for anybody? Or for any jury duty, unless the person is a witness. You could have a Haitian who is a victim or a witness in a crime. That is possible. What kind of nonsense talk is that? I've been around from voting from 1982. I mean, not 82, 87. Have I ever known anybody have any Haitian Creole translator at any poll? Oh man. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, call. Are we listening to you?
Yes, good day.
How you doing?
My question to the government and I guess to you as well.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm in my 60s.
You ever seen a translator at a polling station for
Haitian? No, sir. I haven't.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. My question, right? Why should the government, right, make an electricity company, right, a power company, right, public, when they're making the one they have private, or privatizing the one they have, more or less, or more rather than less?
Me and you have the same question.
But they're going to privatize it, give it to someone, a private, sell it to somebody, a private company again?
The power company here in Freeport has issues. By that, I mean the infrastructure does need upgrading, right, and all that kind of stuff. There's no question about that.
Right.
As to its operations, it's operated, in my view, better than the BPL is operated. Better than BPL is operated. If the power company is selling to the Bahamas government, there's two things I believe to be true. Two things. They're at sale, and two, they are selling a losing proposition.
Well, anyway.
I believe that. Because people don't sell things they're making money off easily.
You know, the government accused Freeport Authority of selling their money-making assets. But the government is doing the same thing.
I believe the power company was a money-making asset one time ago. It may still be making some money, but if America is getting rid of the power company, things ain't right with the financials of the power company from their point of view.
And then one more thing. How could the government, right, affect, I mean, the causes of this increase in oil, I mean, other than two tax breaks like customs and like duties and other, you know, I would think that the reduced costs, anything that's all about, that's all the things, the only power the government have, eh?
I agree with you, but go ahead, and the infrastructure,
I mean, you know what I mean, the reform can have something to do with the shocks that's happening because of the war. I don't see that. Thank you.
Yeah, I understand, man. I appreciate your calling. This text says, I think the texter was saying, if the jury pool comes from the voter roll, is it possible to get a jury that doesn't speak English if we are giving citizenship to non-English speakers who register to vote? Yeah, that's possible. That is possible. That's possible. If you give citizenship to someone who don't speak English and they are on the voter roll, and you pick a juror from the voter roll, you could pick one of them, and they may not be able to speak English. That is quite possible. I ain't never hear about it happening, but it's possible, I suppose. The Bahamas is scaring me in some areas, in some places, in some spaces right now. I ain't gonna lie to you. Scaring me. Because I just cannot make sense of some things. I can't. I try, but I cannot make sense of some things. But that doesn't mean people don't know what they're doing. They may not be doing something for the reasons I think it should be done, or you think it should be done, but they may have a reason to do what they're doing. Just bear that in mind. Human beings do not act without motivation. You may not know why the government is doing what it's doing and seeking to purchase the power company. You may not have a clear explanation. I have heard the rationale given. I have heard it. I have heard the rationale given. But given that the government of the Bahamas owns BPL, I am finding that rationale difficult. I can be honest with you. But it doesn't mean that there isn't, you know, because the government will always have more information than we have. So maybe there is something else that I don't know. I just don't get it. I myself don't get it, but we keep listening. So possible and probable is different. They are different, but it's possible though. Possible. And if it's possible, then it's probable. That if it's possible, then there is a probability attached to it. It may be low, it may be high, but there's a possibility attached to it. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Listen, go get your tickets. Go get your tickets. Nassau Guardian, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go get your tickets. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God's best life.
That I'm back to run the show. Cause what they did, they know was wrong. And all the nasty things you've done. So baby, listen carefully while I sing my comeback song. Your lie to me, she said she'd never turn on me. Your lie to me, but you did.